In getting to know Southern Indiana men's basketball for 2025-2026, the first to commit is Caden Brown, but you're going to call him KK. KK Brown joins us here on WREF. Really appreciate the time. KK, thank you so much for carving out a few minutes and congratulations on the commitment.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
I'm Brad Klein. This starts our series on getting to know USI basketball's roster for 2025-2026. Big overhaul, a lot of different players entering the transfer portal, but that also means a lot of different players coming in from the transfer portal. KK Brown, the first one of them, coming from Grand Valley State, began your career at Wright State, but then went D2. You balled out in Division II. So before we get
Appreciate
into
that.
your game, your stats, your accolades, it really just came down to your decision. So why USI?
I really like the coaching staff there. Coach Stan, Coach G, Coach G, Coach Sprue, Coach Audie. I feel like they can really develop me and really help my game get to the next level. And when I came down on the visit, just looking at all the facilities and looking at campus, I just really loved it and it felt like home when I was on my visit. So that's how my decision came to be.
And for you, USI is going to get a scorer in you, KK Brown, 14 points per game, first team all conference, and sixth man of the year in the conference. So I want to
Yes,
talk
sir.
about your time at Wright State, but let's work backwards and we'll start with last year and then go backwards even further. But Grand Valley State, you played extremely well. You came off the bench for most of the year, hence sixth man of the year. Was that something that helped you in your production? Because you ended up being the team's leading scorer off the bench. But coming off the bench, what did that do for you?
It didn't really faze me that much. I just took it as, just come in and play my game. And the coaches trusted in me to come in and still be me and not be slighted because I'm coming off the bench or anything like that. But I just took it as a regular game as if I was starting. And I just played it how I normally play.
There's a significant track record in the Ohio Valley Conference of players coming from Division II and then immediately succeeding in the OVC, namely SIUE, the reigning conference champions. They had Declan Dillon, who came from Division II, and he was a centerpiece of their run into the NCAA tournament. So, by your estimation, how significant is the switch from Division II to OVC? Because people have had success with it before, and of course, you're trying to continue that.
Wait, can you ask that question one more time?
Yeah, by your estimation, what do you expect the jump to be as far as Division II to Ohio Valley Conference? Because people have done it before, namely Declan Dillon last year, SIUE was a big part of their run to the NCAA tournament. So how significant of a jump do you expect it to be?
With already being a Division I player my freshman year, it's definitely a difference for sure. Just in the physicality and all those kind of things. But the talent, the level of talent at the Division II level is no different. I feel like wherever at whatever division you play at, there's gonna be players that can hoop, players that can score. I just feel like the real biggest difference is the big men at the Division I level. So I feel like that's what I'm just gonna have to worry about most is just going down there with the trees and being able to make decisions once I get down there.
All right, so let's go back even further. You alluded to it a moment ago, being a former Division I player and now a current Division I player, but you started at Wright State as a freshman. That's where you began your college career. And you played 29 games for the Raiders. It's not as if you were just on the bench and waiting for your turn and it never came. You were a piece for Wright State. Eventually, you chose to
For
go
sure.
D2. Why was it the right decision for you to go down to D2, reload in preparation for this opportunity?
I felt like my time at Wright State was a learning experience for me. And I appreciate all the time I had there for sure. But when I hit the portal the first time, I was really just looking to come back home, and get a taste of being like playing college basketball at the level that I wanted to play, being a big piece and big part of the team. So that's kind of what my decision was to come down and play at Grand Valley. And now, obviously, my decision to come back up and play at Southern Indiana is that, I want to be a big piece of, what they got going on next season. And that's what I'm really looking forward to.
And KK, what they have going on next season is a potential run to the NCAA tournament, with them being granted early
No doubt.
eligibility as a full member of Division I. How much did that
Yes,
play into
sir.
your decision to come to USI?
It definitely play a big part. Coach G, has been recruiting me since I've been a sophomore in high school. And coming out of high school, knowing that they couldn't make the NCAA tournament, that was kind of big for me because, that's a kid's dream, is to make it to March Madness. So now that I know they can make it there, that kind of was really helped me in picking them now because I've always liked the coaching staff, always liked the facilities. But, that just brought it over the hump a little bit, being able to know that we can make that happen.
You mentioned it a moment ago. I want to go back to it, the idea of this being years in the making. I think that's the kind of the misconception in recruiting, is that people think, well, kid hits the portal and then he gets blown up by different coaches. And that might be partially true, but you've known this coaching staff and you've been aware of the University of Southern Indiana for quite some time. Like you said, Coach Gerard began recruiting you as a sophomore. So what was that relationship like between maybe start of or sophomore year to now, where you finally commit and you've been to two schools since USI began recruiting you? So take me through how often you would hear from Coach Gerard and describe your relationship since he started recruiting you as a high school sophomore.
Yeah, for sure. From, the moment Coach G stepped into my high school gym as a sophomore, and watched me work out, it's always been all love with him and the coaching staff. They've always reached out and, checking in on me and telling me that USI would be a great fit for me. And that relationship has only grown stronger as the years have gone by. And just for them to still take a chance on me when I hit the portal this second time, and still being able to still believing in me and believing in my abilities to, help them out next year. That really meant a lot to me as well. So, the relationship definitely just keeps getting stronger, and I can't wait to build it even more once I get down there.
Well, in building, once you get over here to Evansville and on the west side and to the campus and all that, they say that the job of a coach is not to get ability out of a player, but to get the maximum ability out of a player and to get that player
Yes,
to
sir.
where he or she can get to. So, what do you feel as though the coaches should be focusing on with you and trying to, completely untap your potential and trying to get as much out of KK Brown as they can?
I feel like just playing me at that point guard position. I feel like that's how my game is getting to the next level, being able to make those decisions at the point guard and be able to make plays. I feel like I'm a playmaker. With my scoring ability and my passing ability. So I feel like that's the next level for me in terms of, what it would look like after college. So definitely just playing at that point guard position and, trying to be the leader of the group.
Now, is that where you see yourself as point guard? Because I know that you have the ability to play on and off the ball, but do you really believe that you're a point guard?
Yeah, I feel like at my height, I'm definitely a PG. But obviously, playing off the ball last year, it kind of showed how versatile I am. So I'm sure there'll be times this year where I'm coming off screens without the ball and all those type of things. But yeah, I see myself being the leader of the pack and, trying to make a run at this thing. So.
I like it. Again, KK Brown is here on WREF, the first to commit to the University of Southern Indiana men's basketball team for 2025, 2026. And that's exciting in its own right. It's funny, I was talking to some of the guys last year in this same series, of course, loading for 2024, 2025. And especially at the end, there were guys that said, you know what? A part of what sold me on USI are the guys that committed before me, seeing the talent that they were building up, and I wanted to be a part of that. Well, someone's got to be first. You kind of took that leap of faith without knowing what else would be, who else would be on the roster. So, how much communication do you have with the rest of the staff of what the rest of the roster is going to be like, or how privy are you to what they're doing on their whiteboard in the office in trying to assemble a full team?
I'm pretty intact with it. I trust the coaching staff, and I trust the players that they're going to bring in, that they're going to be, good hoopers. But yeah, I stay intact with the coach. Coach Sprue posts that thing on Twitter every time he gets a commitment. So, I'm asking him like who's committing, once he posts those things. So, I'm pretty intact with it. Looking to see who my teammates are going to be and, try and just build chemistry.
Yeah, Spurs on top of it on social media. You just got to make sure you
Yeah.
follow him and put him on notifications on Twitter. That's all you got to do.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that's all really exciting. And I'm sure when he put out the post about you, and not specifically about you, that would be an NCAA violation. But when he put out the post alluding to you, that had to be pretty exciting. Public acknowledgement, or at least pseudo public acknowledgement, until pen goes on paper and you become a
Yeah.
signed commit rather than verbal. That had to be really exciting. So once you made your decision, who got the news? Obviously, you posted on your social media account, and that's why we're able to talk about it, because now it's at least pseudo public. But who got the news first? Who do you tell first? Is it mom? Is it dad? Hey, this is where I decided to go.
Yeah, it's definitely I got a group chat with my mom and my dad, so they were the first two people that knew. They're the two people who have helped me most in this process, ever since it began, in high school. So, they're definitely the first people that I tell everything to. And yes, from there, posted it, and just friends and family got to hear the great news from there.
Now, KK, I think, let me just be the first one to tell you, anytime that you're in the same conversation or same sentence as Jacob Polakovich around here, that's a really good
Yeah.
thing. Now, in all
Yeah.
fairness, your games, not similar at all.
Yeah.
Polakovich down low, you're a guard, okay, fine. But now you have two things in common. One, play for University of Southern Indiana. Two, you're both Grand Rapids Catholic Central alums. So how much do you know, Jacob? Are you guys close? Do you have much of a relationship? You've played for the same team, but not at the same time, if I'm correct in that regard. But I know he's playing professionally overseas. It's kind of exciting for the USI folks to see that parallel.
Yeah, most definitely. Me and Jacob are really close. He's like a big brother to me. I obviously didn't get to play with him in high school just because of the age difference, but I grew up watching him and watching him play and watching him get to that level of college basketball, and that's where I always strive to be. So, and just watching his work ethic and the amount of time that he put in the gym, I just kind of copied after him, and I stayed in there. And yeah, I mean, he was really just a role model to me growing up, really. And to play at Southern Indiana where he played at, it's gonna I'm really gonna enjoy it. So
So how involved was he in your decision and in your recruitment to USI?
yeah, he was involved in it. I texted him when I took my visit down there. We just chopped it up about what it's like going there and what he enjoyed about the place. And we kind of share the same similarities in terms of that. So yeah, I just can't wait to get down there and get to work. So
So what was it then? I know you like the coaches, and of course it's a Division I school that really believes in your ability, but on the campus visit, what sold you? What stuck out on your visit that made you think, I gotta go here?
definitely the facilities, first off. Those facilities are definitely top tier down there. And also the campus just seemed really, really live to me. Nice little, not too spread out, but nice little compact. And it seems like it'd be a fun place to be, being able to walk everywhere. And just those two things probably were the biggest selling points, the facilities and what the campus looked like.
KK, one of the most exciting things about you, obviously, you score 14 points per game. You're your team's leading scorer last year, first team all conference, sixth man of the year. The accolades, they speak for themselves. But really, the USI fans and the coaches, for that matter, all they care about is winning. And I'm sure you're the same way. And I'm assuming you're the same
Yeah, no
way
doubt.
because you're a winner. You were a finalist for Mr. Michigan Basketball in high school. You won your first ever, the school's ever state championship, which is something that Jacob never did. Now you can use that as ammunition in the text chat with him if you want to brag a little bit. I'm sure you have. But since you have won, and since you do have that track record of winning, what does it take to win? And especially, what does it take to win at this level in Division I basketball?
It's definitely a team thing. So just having that team chemistry, building off each other, playing off each other, I feel like that's the most important thing. That it's not just a bunch of individuals out there that are playing as a team and we're doing what it takes to win, doing what it takes to win, following the coach's game plan and implementing all those type of things. So I feel like that's most important, just having that good team chemistry.
I think it should help a lot of USI fans listening right now to learn a little bit about you. Describe your game for us. Give us maybe a player comp of what we can expect from KK Brown in the OVC. Like an NBA player that you play similar to.
I feel like my player comp would be, kind of Steph Curry. I feel like, I can handle it pretty well. I can shoot it off the dribble. I got good vision, good passing ability. But I also feel like I have that versatility, to come off down screens and come off pin downs and just all those type of things. So I feel like that's my player comp, and I feel like I can shoot it from a good distance too, so.
All right. Well, I mean, that's awesome. I think a lot of people are excited to hear Steph Curry. Now, no one's expecting you to shoot like Steph. He's literally the best
Yeah, no
shooter
doubt.
ever. But to play like him and
No
shooting
doubt.
and coming off screens like that, off ball movement, that's all really exciting. I got one more really key question for you. KK Brown is what we're going by instead of Caden. Why KK?
Yes,
What
sir.
made you want to go by KK?
It was just my mom gave it to me as a kid. She kind of was just calling me that growing up, and it just kind of stuck my whole life. And I just got so used to it to where, Caden kind of sounds weird coming from people. So that's just kind of where it came from. I've had it since I was a baby, so.
All right. All right. Well, I'm just saying when the coaches sent me your phone number, they had you in their contact as Caden. They sent me the contact and I saw it was Caden and I texted them back. I was like, hey, you should probably change that to KK because he goes by KK. What are the repercussions for someone calling you Caden? See, I go by Brad. Someone calls me Brad Lee, there's going to be hell to pay. You see what I'm saying? So what do you
Crazy.
do when someone calls you Caden?
There's not really any repercussions. I mean, it's my name. It's the name that my parents gave me. So, I mean, I don't have any hate towards it, but it just doesn't happen that often, so.
All right, I got one more really important question. It's a self-serving question for me. I'm excited to see on campus and see at practice and obviously in games. It's cool for me. I travel with the team. I do this thing every year where I try to, I'm usually, if I feel like it's a pretty common thing. The coaches sit in the front, the players towards the back, and obviously the players take up most of the bus on these road trips. And I'm somewhere in the middle. Like I'm kind of the divider between the players and the coaches. When I have to use the
For sure.
restroom in the back, it's like American Ninja Warrior to get back there. Like you got guys
No
like
doubt.
their legs extended. I got to go over
Laying
an
across.
army crawling under guys. So the real question is, are you going to move? If and when I have to use the restroom, like if I tap you on the leg, are you just going to be like, nah, you got to figure it out, or are you actually going to move your legs for me? Because I'm not naming names, but there were guys that were just like, Brad, figure it out.
Nah, I for sure move my legs for you.
Dig.
You got to get to the bathroom. You got to get to the bathroom. So I'm
Dig.
not gonna hold you back from that.
That means you're officially my favorite player on the team. Now, granted, you're the
I
first to
appreciate
commit.
that.
You're the first to commit. Actually, I do have one more question for you. You are the first to commit, but you're not the only player on the team. Three returning scholarship players. So when it comes to Alex Aruch, Josiah Dunham, Braxton Jones, have you had any contact with them yet?
No, I haven't had any contact with them yet, personally. Actually, Braxton and Josiah just followed me on Twitter yesterday, I believe. So, I followed them back. They reposted my commitment. So, I mean, that obviously means a lot to me already, just knowing that I already have those guys behind me. So, definitely looking forward to get to know them and, spend some time with those guys. So.
I like it. And I like you still call it Twitter. It's still Twitter and always be Twitter. Hey,
Oh, for
KK,
sure. Most
really
definitely.
appreciate your time. Everyone's really excited
Appreciate you for
to
having
see
me.
you do your thing on campus on the west side of Evansville. Congratulations on your commitment. And
Thank you.
I know you're excited to get down here too, but have some fun. Enjoy it a little bit too.
No doubt, no doubt. I got you.
All right, this is the first commitment of the 2025-2026 cycle for USI men's basketball. KK Brown from Grand Valley State, formerly of Wright State, and futurely of the University of Southern Indiana. Thanks for listening.